Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump from its platform. It says after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. The president then tweeted using the government's @POTUS account. Those tweets were quickly deleted. And then the president tried to post on @TeamTrump. That account was suspended. Buried in the Twitter statement, the company says it's seeing chatter on its site about another planned attack on the Capitol January 17th. Law enforcement has been told. CNET's editor-at-large Ian Schur joined us a little earlier on Skype to look at what this recent ban of the president means.
It's really fascinating. I mean, if I were betting man, I would have said that President Trump would have kept his account until January 20th at 12:01 p.m. when he became Citizen Trump. And look, I don't think anyone would debate that. So we know that the way he acts online, his account would have eventually been suspended for some reason, right? He barely can go a week without breaking their rules. So that was not the question. What was really fascinating is that Twitter has decided that after what we saw on Wednesday, they realized that this is not just mouthing off on the internet. This stuff has real-world consequences. And the 85-plus million people who were following President Trump online were the equivalent of a digital gun. And on Wednesday, that gun went off.
Amazing. We are seeing that President Trump has tried to return to the POTUS account and says he is looking at the possibilities of building out our own platform in the near future. So you see his great desire to tweet will not be stopped here. But what about the larger question of whether this should be done? I guess it's a sea change in the way that the people that run these tech companies think about things. It used to be, look, it's the wild, wild west, freedom of expression. Now maybe something different.
I actually wrote on CNET today, I think social media can live without neo-Nazis and QAnon conspiracies. I think it can survive without anti-vaxxers and all of these awful things that have been spread throughout the internet, and especially over the last 4 years. And President Trump has used many aspects of this to grow his influence. And so I see this as a non-debate at this point. After Wednesday, there are 5 people dead, including a Capitol Police officer. The time to debate whether or not free expression includes President Donald Trump is over.
Now, Google has removed Parler, which is popular with Trump supporters, from its app store for Android. Again, I always want to represent all sides. That's what we're here
Absolutely.
To do. Is it going to be to the point where if you have a certain point of view, you can't express it anymore on certain social media outlets?
I think at this moment, we are finally drawing the line in the sand. You know, it used to be on international terrorism, right? ISIS is not allowed online. I think we all agreed on that. And then it was child exploitation. I think we can all agree on that, too. Now we are adding real world harm. And the problem for Parler, particularly, is that that is a place, including Discord, by the way, which is another social network, that they were used to organize this event. And they're being used to organize the next event, on top of being used to actually try and recruit people and all this other stuff. So I think what we're getting to kind of dealing with here is that we as a society are figuring out, what do we want social media to be? Because obviously what it was is not working because there are dead people now. What we need to do is we need to say, look, there are minimum things you need to do. And I think inciting mobs to violence is a great place to start where it's not okay.
CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur joining us a little earlier this evening on Skype as we learned that President Trump is permanently banned from Twitter.